This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Homelessness among veterans is a national problem. One housing project is designed to help address that issue in Jonesboro and the region. In little over 2 years, homeless veterans can be placed in transitional housing called Veterans Village. 9 homes will be built for qualifying veterans. Those placed will receive basic necessities and services to help get them back on their feet. The Beck Pride Center at Arkansas State University provides services to veterans in the community and will run the Veterans Village. Those include helping veterans fill out forms for benefits, a support group, and students providing services. Director of the Beck Pride Center is Linda Nash.
I guess about 18 months ago, the city of Jonesboro made me aware that there was these federal funds that required a partnership. And so for a not-for-profit and a municipality. And so Arkansas has geared those funds that they are restricted for veterans, so homeless veterans. And so the city of Jonesboro was making a huge commitment. They wanted to go after these funds. And so at that point, we got the application, started digging through that tremendous application, trying to make sure that we met all those requirements that included focus groups. We had to do community focus groups, students. We did a group of veterans about what do they see as the need for our homeless veterans, our veterans that were low income, that were having housing difficulties. And so we put all of that in the grant. And so the city worked on the part about the construction, because this is for construction, new construction. And then we worked on the programming aspects of it.
So tell us about how Arkansas State University and the Beck Pride Center is going to be involved in this project, please.
Okay. Well, once the city will own the property and maintain the property, but the programming aspects is ours. And so by application to come into the center, there will be a person that will be hired that will act as an administrator that will be an employee of the city. But we will work on bringing all those resources, coordinating all the resources, doing applications, helping the veterans access services that will get them out of their current straits to something else. And so this is a transitional housing. So they'll come in, but the ultimate goal is they'll work a plan. At that point, then they'll move out into steady housing of their own.
Right. And give us some specifics of what this Veterans Village will consist of, if you don't mind.
Okay. There's 9 housing units. They do have to meet HUD requirements. And so 7 of them will be for individuals, 2 of them will be for a family, because we've had families of veterans that have needed housing drastically. And so there'll be individuals structures that will be centered around a little community pavilion, and then there'll be an administration building for groups, for training, for education benefits, so services can be provided on site. But they're designed so that they can function as a village. There'll be a front porch, and so that they don't shut themselves off from everybody. We want them to develop a sense of community, and then we'll bring other partners in to help provide services.
And that sense of community really is important for veterans, from
yes,
what I understand.
It is. Isolation is one of the key things. If someone's suffering from PTSD or some other things, they tend to isolate. Depression, anxiety increases. We want to decrease that, and part of that is to engage with them. And so, and to get them out in the community and to engage with each other. And so that's the reason that this particular design was made to encourage that.
Director of the Beck Pride Center, Linda Nash, joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. So how are you going to be able to get students involved and others of the university involved in being able to, you know, kind of specifically help work with veterans?
Well, I use interns every day, and so that's part of my staff at the Beck Pride Center. And so I have social work interns, counseling interns. I also utilize OT, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech and hearing, and so for a wide variety of services, but especially my counseling and my social work interns, bachelor's and master levels, I use them daily. And so they can serve as case managers. I supervise at that point, and so as a case manager, they can provide a wide range of services in helping these veterans access benefits and whatever that may need to be. And so they'll work with them on it and develop a treatment plan for each individual veteran about their particular needs and what's the best way to address it, and then follow up with them, helping them make sure that they are working this plan and moving forward.
Right. How big of a problem is this, by way of homelessness among veterans in this part of the state?
Well, I had two that came in last week, one with a five-year-old and another single veteran that are staying on people's couches. They have no other place to go. And so at this point, they are trying to start to access some services. They don't have any income. And it's hard when you're trying to figure out where you're going to sleep and eat to even job hunt.
Sure.
And so both of these, one would like to come back to school. And so that would be potentially, we can get him into school either this summer and fall. That's what we're working on. But part of it is we got to find him a place to stay until then.
Right.
And so we can move him into student housing, for example. And so once he's enrolled.
Yeah.
And so, but we've got to get through that process. And so it's a bigger problem than people realize, because sometimes when you look at just, you know, if they say we have 32 veterans that are homeless in the city of Jonesboro, that doesn't sometimes count the ones that are on somebody's couch.
Right. Exactly. And so tell us about the Beck Pride Center for those people who may not know what you all do on campus, if you don't mind, please.
No, the Beck Pride Center, of course, is located in the Reynolds Building on the campus. We've been here 11 years. We were the first center of our kind serving veterans on a college campus, because the veterans that we serve do not have to be registered with Arkansas State University. And so you don't have to be associated with school to access our services. And so with that, what I typically get in is they're trying to understand the VA system. They're trying to understand paperwork. How do I apply? How do I sign up for VA medical care? What are other resources available to me in the community? Maybe I want to use my either post 9/11 or GI Bill or vocational rehab to come back to school. How do I do that? Whether it's at a state, which we would love to see,
sure,
or someplace else. And so we work with them individually to see what their needs are. We have done a wide range of things, and so it is amazing sometimes what can be done. And some of them just don't know where to start, or they don't have access to a computer. They don't have access even to fax something. And the VA is a complicated system. It takes a long time to understand it. And so they get overwhelmed, so they quit, and then they don't get their benefits. And so we want to make sure any veteran is eligible to access their full benefits. And so that helps the community. It helps them participate better. We have a combat support group that meets weekly. We are offering an understanding anger management class right now. We have a service dog training program for our veterans, because that was a need that was approached in our community that they couldn't find in Northeast Arkansas. And so we developed the program, have a trainer, started it, and we've had five classes of service dogs that have been trained.
Fantastic. And so I know you're just really excited about this and how it's going to make the impact in the community, I guess.
I am. I think it's going to be a beautiful facility. It's close to the campus. It's in a nice corridor between downtown and A-State campus, but it's also, there's places for them to access. They're close to medical care. They're close to getting groceries, et cetera. But also because that's something I think they can be proud of. And we have high expectations for them. And so I find that most of the veterans that I have worked with that have been in some dire straits, with some support and encouragement, have done well.
Director of the Beck Pride Center at Arkansas State University is Linda Nash. The award from the Arkansas Department of Finance Authority marks the first National Housing Trust Fund grant issued in the state. Veterans Village is expected to be placed on Aggie Road near Arkansas State University. The groundbreaking will take place this summer, and the project must be completed in 18 months. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.